Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Connie Walker, the President and CEO of United Way Winnipeg. She's here to talk about the Manitoba 211 phone line service, which launched yesterday. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Navi.
So, Connie, could you tell us what the Manitoba 211 phone line service is?
It takes a lot of courage to ask for help. So when people do, we want to be sure they can find the right support as quickly as possible. And 211 is about that. So 211 is an online service, and it's been in place in Manitoba since 2017. But now we're doing 211 phone service, so it's going to be even easier to get the help that people might need.
Now, has the 211 phone service been around in Canada for a while as well, or is it going to be a nationwide launch of this phone service?
Yeah, so 211 phone service has been around in BC and Alberta, more recently Saskatchewan, Ontario, Quebec, out on the Atlantic coast for some time. But now it's coming to Manitoba, and we are so excited about that, and that is all made possible through funding from the federal government.
How long has this been in the works for? How long has United Way Winnipeg been working to get the phone line service here in Manitoba?
Yeah, great question. So, as I mentioned, we've had the online version since 2017, and that's been made entirely possible by United Way donors. It was actually United Way volunteers that brought the idea for 211 to Canada, and that was more than two decades ago. So, as United Ways across the country, we have been working on this for many, many years, and we are just so excited now that Manitoba will get not only the online service, but the phone service as well.
Now, Connie, why don't you tell us how the service works exactly? Could you go into that a bit more?
I can, for sure. So people can call 211 at any time. It's a 24-hour service, 7 days a week. It's all confidential. And the calls are answered by trained call takers that have a lot of training in terms of how to work with people. And the whole idea here is to spend the time necessary to really understand what the caller needs or what they need on behalf of family members or friends, and really try and connect the person with the right kind of support. So people can call with all kinds of health or social service needs, things like mental health and addictions, housing, homelessness, employment. It's really a full range of supports. So it's really important that we get the word out that this 211 phone service now exists.
You named a few instances there of what people would be calling 211 for, but could you give us a specific situation where someone would be inclined to call 211?
Sure. So you might think, particularly during these times of COVID, that folks may be struggling in all kinds of areas. So callers could call, for example, if they're not aware of where to go for food. In fact, over recent months, that's been the number one issue used on the 211 online version. But really, people could call with anything. Lots of people are struggling with issues of anxiety triggered by the pandemic or maybe longstanding challenges. And so people might be interested to know what the resources are in the communities to support folks that are struggling with anxiety. So really, it is a service that is the front door, if you will, to a whole range of community-based non-emergency services.
You mentioned that the calls to 211 are confidential, but I was wondering what sort of credentials does the person on the other end of the line have, since they're likely taking calls from people who may be feeling vulnerable at the time of the call?
It is entirely confidential. These call takers are trained. They have to meet certain standards. They've had training in things like suicide prevention and crisis intervention. So they have a good sense of how to work with people who may be experiencing particular challenges. Again, it is all confidential, and the call taker is really trained to do an assessment and to identify where the resources are that might be the most help. And the call takers act as kind of your advocates to make sure that you get the right support.
Now, once the call is over and the caller is directed to the appropriate resources, is there any sort of follow-up with them from 211?
You know, the call taker has certainly the discretion to follow up and be sure that the individual has received the support they need. And that does happen sometimes for sure. What we're all committed to in this service is to ensuring that people get the right kind of support. There's a whole bunch of important reasons to have this 2-on-1 phone service and the 2-on-1 online service. And it's certainly about this personalized assistance, but it's also a good way for us to get better information about what kinds of services are in a community and what kinds of gaps are there. So really, really important that Manitoba now has this additional service.
Yeah, I was about to ask you why it's important to have the 2-on-1 phone service in Manitoba and specifically in northern Manitoba.
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's important for a whole bunch of reasons. Personalized assistance, as we've talked about, really helpful in community crisis and disaster response. I mean, it is going to be so helpful as we work our way through this pandemic to have one phone number where people could call for support. It's also a way to increase efficiency and effectiveness in our systems, you know, less of a burden on 911, for example. And as I mentioned, it's a great way to collect data about what are the needs and where are the gaps in services. When you talk about remote populations, there are important community services available in communities across Manitoba, but we're not always aware of where they are and who they are. So this 2-on-1 system is really going to help connect people up with those services. And together as a community, we're going to build a better and better database of those services. And we have the chance to augment services when we can clearly see where the gaps are.
Now, where can people go to learn more about the 2-on-1 phone service?
Well, you can Google Manitoba 2-on-1 to see the online service, and you can pick up the phone and call 2-on-1. And there's all kinds of important information on our website about 2-on-1 as well.
All right. Now, was there anything else you wanted to touch on today pertaining to Manitoba 2-on-1 and its phone launch here in Manitoba?
I would just thank you and thank all your listeners in advance for spreading the word about this. It's really important for people to get the support they need. And now we have an easy 2-on-1 phone number to remember. And just please share that with everyone you know so that people know that there's help out there when they need it.
All right, sounds good. Well, on that note, thank you again, Connie, for taking the time to chat with me today about the Manitoba 2-on-1 launch.
Yeah, thank you so much. Take care.
All right, that was Connie Walker, the president and CEO of United Way Winnipeg, who talked about the Manitoba 2-on-1 phone line service, which launched yesterday. For this edition of Thompson Today here on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.